You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, September 23rd. Washington commercial crabbers have hauled in their gear, capping what has been one of the most lucrative seasons in state history. As of Sunday, commercial Dungeness crab fishermen in Washington have landed 12.1 million pounds of crab, with an ex-vessel value of more than $83 million. That is the second highest total on record, only trailing the $88 million generated during the 2022 season. Crabbers saw record opening prices starting at more than $5 a pound this season. This inflated the ex-vessel value, even with relatively meager landing totals. The 12 million pounds of crab landed was among the lowest amounts since 2021. The recent season opened in mid-January following weeks of delays due to low meat yield. More than half of the crab landed was caught in the fishing-rich waters just west of Long Beach, and the heaviest landings occurred early in the season before tapering off. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. As immigration policies shift nationwide, domestic farm workers in the Northwest say they're losing hours and losing ground. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano and Renee Diaz report part two of Harvest at a Crossroads.
In central Washington, feelings of fear and uncertainty are growing along with apples, pears, and hops. Many local farm workers say they're stuck in between immigration enforcement threats and the expansion of the H-2A program, which brings in temporary foreign labor. We talked to three of them in Spanish and are translating. We're using just their first names, and one changed theirs for safety reasons. Giovanni says workers are talking about their fears.
Un compañero que casi ya no sale a como salía antes. Vive en el rancho y a veces me pide favor. Tráigame un 40 de aguas, tráigame tortillas, tráigame sodas.
He says a coworker is not going out like before. He asks him to get groceries instead of going by himself to the store. He's scared to leave his house. Xiaocho is another local worker who moves across the country following harvest.
Gracias a Dios andamos, no, no hemos visto ni algún paro.
He says he and his coworkers haven't been stopped by ICE.
Farm workers tell us they're ready to work, but nobody hires them. Like Enrique, who says he's filled out many applications, but there's been no calls.
Y por eso decidimos mejor salir del estado a ir a buscar otros lados, porque es más fácil agarrar trabajo en otros lados que aquí en San Isidro, en Yakima, todo esto.
He says he's looking for work in other states. Giovanni says his workplace has over 100 H-2A workers who move to other farms as needed. He says there are only 8 local workers there.
Alex Lanusa is a farmer who says he understands both the farm workers' and growers' points of view.
Locals and migrants, everybody's worried. That has to do with some people not even driving up here because they're afraid they'll get pulled over from California to Washington and they'll get sent back to Mexico.
He says there isn't enough help.
There's days that I pick 200 bins, and there's been days that I only pick 18. That's how it is. The crews don't show up.
Farmer Troy Phillips is concerned about high labor costs. He spoke at a listening session with federal lawmakers last month. He says hiring H-2A workers is a necessity.
It's the only way to get the job done because we don't have domestic labor force willing to take on the work.
Bertha Clayton is with the Washington State Employment Security Department.
Farm workers look for work by going from farm to farm or from talking to a relative or a friend. It's very relationship-based.
Her office's Advisory Committee on Workforce recognizes the need to improve recruitment of local workers.
We need to really mitigate the barriers that our system and our regulations require us to have.
Giovanni says local and H-2A workers get along, but says there are signs of underlying tensions.
Hijo, te voy a echar migración al cabo. Yo sé que Tú no eres legal.
Giovanni heard a H-2 worker threatened to call immigration on another because of his status. Here's Chaucho again.
No, venimos a ganarse la vida, pues, para mantener la familia y todo lo que uno desea, ¿no? Para vivir una vida mejor, ¿no?
He says he doesn't come here to get rich. He comes to support his family and have what they need to live a better life. I'm Johanna Bejarano.
And I'm Renee Diaz.
For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, sunny with highs in the high 70s to low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the low 50s. Starting on October 1st, our contract with NPR comes to an end, and you will hear a new news hour instead. We will be running local and regional news 4 days a week instead of 5 days a week, Monday through Thursday. In the morning, the news hour will start at 7:59 a.m. For the first half hour, 8 o'clock to roughly 8:30, you will hear programs from our partners. Starting at 8:30 till roughly 9 o'clock, you will hear local and regional news produced by me and KMUN News host Skylar Butenshin and The Ship Report. The Ship Report will air at 8:49, which is roughly its current airtime now. In the evening, this pattern will continue. The first half hour, beginning at 5 o'clock, will be a partner program. The second half hour will be local and regional news and The Ship Report. If you have feedback, please send it to feedback@kmun.org. If you have a news tip or a story idea, please send those to news1@kmun.org. That's news1@kmun.org. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday, and you'll find today's local and regional news at kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.